So just one final question, and I think you mentioned it before, but I wonder if you could elaborate a little bit more about what we know about venetoclax and myeloma.
Yeah, well, obviously targeting 1114, but maybe doing more than that, and very synergistic with bortezomib. Just especially acknowledge Shaji Kumar and his team at the Mayo who've really spearheaded the development of venetoclax. I think it's exciting stuff. It certainly seems to be active and well-tolerated, and it provides a targeted approach. So I think it sort of adds to the armamentarium in a very appropriate and promising way.
Can you describe a situation or where you would, or maybe you already have, tried to access venetoclax and give it to a patient outside a trial setting?
Yeah, I know of community colleagues who've done that. I personally have not, because we have a very strict policy in our pharmacy. But essentially, it's not impossible, because of course there's phase two information now, so it would be possible if needed. But essentially, it's been used in the setting of patients with 1114. But it also should be mentioned that, you know, it's active in non-1114s as well, if they've got any evidence of BCL2 mutation. So that's a reasonable thing to remember.
So actually, I was interviewing Dr. Kumar, and he kind of mentioned something about a BCL2 assay or something, and you just said BCL2 mutation. What is that?
Well, the idea would be simply that if BCL2 is targetable in your disease, if your levels are increased such that it may be an appropriate target.
But I always thought it was an overexpression. Is it a mutation?
Well, when I say an overexpression, I mean in the sense that exactly it's increased. And what I mean by mutation is that, in other words, there's an abnormality of it. Perhaps mutation is the wrong term. I'd just say BCL2 overexpression is probably correct.
Right, yep. Right. And are there clinical assays right now that do that?
I would defer to Shaji on this one. I believe so, but I think that, again, I've not something I've done myself. We are entering clinical studies with venetoclax. My partner, Dr. Jacob Laubach, is leading those in our own group and taking those forward.